Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
What's going on?
Tell me.
People dying.
Yeah.
So, folks, it's Lance by Car Radio. We got Brian Yahweh just minutes away. Sit back and relax. Tune in. Find out what's going on in this crowd. This is a crazy collaboration right here.
Oh, brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of you dying.
That's right.
Yeah.
this can't eat. There's gotta be a better way.
What's going on?
When we're politically blind, you can't see the signs of endangered time. What's going on?
Everybody thinks we're wrong.
Yeah. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Yeah, though we can all be strong.
Marvin, wise words forever remain. Dealing with these modern day problems, cause of ignorance surrounding me and my constituents. Too many infected, too many lives diminishing. Nobody save Protestants, Jews, blacks and whites, Latinos and Asians. Pray together, let's fight, we better unite. As genocide, chemical war, and the rich and the poor know that God delivers a cure.
It's a shame, our reality is devastating. People praying for a cure and dying while they waiting. Ask the Lord for the comfort and the strength to face it. All the kids with dreams won't get the chance to chase it. Makes me sad, think about the lives they would've had. Think about the orphan babies, got no moms and dads. How can we sit back and not try to make it right? We gotta come together, we gotta fight for life.
Somebody tell me what's going on. We got human beings using humans for a bomb. But everybody wanna live, don't nobody really wanna die. You feeling me, right? I can't be watching people die, I'm watching people cry. Let me break it down for a minute. There's enough room here for you and for me. There's plenty of room for some humanity.
What is going on? It's Fight the Power Radio. That's what's going on. That was a pretty incredible track. What do you think about that, Ariel? We got my man Ariel.
Pretty cool. Hi, guys. How you doing out there tonight?
Ariel joined me with Yahweh and Brian, Pamela, and Janelle the first on part one. Now he's back again on part three through this magical journey. We're going to be covering the straw man, the account, which Brian says this is the way that we're going to bring down the system. We all reclaim the money that's allocated or that's on our birth certificates. That's traded on New York Stock Exchange, the Forex Exchange, and all these different ways. He's going to explain that. That's how the young people are going to be able to sue and get the money back and get the power back to the people. Okay. Are you ready to go, Ariel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pamela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me bring you up.
Hey, Pamela.
Okay, Ariel's with me this week.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Ariel. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you? I'm good.
He's out there. He's been out there promoting the show and engaging in some thoughtful talk.
So, that's wonderful.
That's right. That's how we get down.
Right on.
Okay. So, Brian, are you there?
How are you?
Hi, Brian. Welcome back.
Brian.
Thank you.
Okay. We're trying to bring you up on levels here. There you go. Okay. Looks good. So just to bring... you know, some new listeners up to date. We covered a lot of stuff on round one, round two, the misconception of Jesus, the corruption of the Bible, the doers of wickedness throughout the system. And all that's going to be up online very shortly for everybody to hear. Now, what are we going to cover this week, Brian?
Well, the kids of America have been looking at the hardcore videos on Michelle Nye. That's Michelle N-Y-E. Hardcore videos, there's nine of them uploaded now, and I've shown a series of miracles. I don't deal in speculation or what-ifs or maybes, I deal in facts. And if any scientist or group of scientists in the world study these last three or four videos, you'll see there are 1,000 miracles that are astronomically proven, absolutely And any person in the world who has the same software, which is fulfillment software, can see what these miracles are. Now, all this is to prove parkour. Now, when I was born on Rothschild Avenue, which, of course, is the beast. And the streets that ends at is Harcourt Avenue. So, therefore, where it began was Chester. The first word in the Bible with the word chest is the chest that was placed beside the right-hand side of the altar when a priest would come in and put money into it. So, we've got money, we've got Rothschild, which is, of course, the beast, Lucifer, and then we've got Harcourt at the end of it. When we measure from there to the Harcourt here, of course, the city, there is a road here that's called Eagles Road. Now, I was born on 105 Rothschild Avenue, and that word is Eagles. So what happens is, you have to see the video to understand why, but it pinpoints where the little flock would be gathered and the kingdom of God will be given to them. And we have gathered that little flock. They would have been here, actually, but because of daylight saving in America, we're an hour ahead now. We were thinking it was going to go at 3 o'clock this afternoon, our time. But now, 2 o'clock, we were just caught a little bit off guard, and the others were going to be here so they could verify what I'm saying.
Okay, Brian.
But what it's basically saying is that Australia is Ephraim, and this is where the New Jerusalem starts. So I have declared this area as the New Jerusalem.
Australia. Australia is the New Jerusalem. You need to speak up just a little bit. We're having a little connection problem, Brian. And we want to make sure everyone gets an opportunity to hear this.
Yeah. Is that any better?
That's excellent. There we go. As you were stating, now you
could... your phone next to the camera so we could...
We got a simulcast going on. We're video. Brian's been videotaping this. It's getting a lot of hits on YouTube. You can check him out. What's your YouTube channel, Brian?
You got to look for Michelle Nye. So think of Michelle with New Year's Eve after it. So it's NYE, the initials, and just punch in Harcourt. But there's 550 videos I've done over the years up there, which are all pretty well explaining how to measure the earth and various miracles and what we've been doing up and curing AIDS and cancer and all that sort of stuff up in New Guinea. But primarily the measuring of the earth is where all the answers are. And this is where you could take a group of students from your college or universities, and have them look at 10 each, say 50 people look at 10 each over a period of time, and then vote on it. And you'll find that not one of them will be able to say, this is a load of nonsense, this is what I do. I don't deal in speculation, I deal in absolute miracles.
So that's great. You're throwing out a challenge to all college students to try and professors to attempt to debunk your statements, correct?
They've been trying to debunk me for years. Above Top Secret, which is, of course, run by the Pentagon, has been... I'm actually banned from going on it, or anyone who's associated with me has been banned from going on it, because when we get on there, we just slam-dunk them with amazing, verifiable miracles, and, of course, they don't want to know nothing about it. And naturally, they've been trying to kill me for years, and I say, come on, hey, I've given them the longitude and latitude, crush a jet into the house, I don't care. It can't happen. Because I am who I say I am. So a human being is the image of God. So I might seem to be a bit rough and even abusive at times, but I'm an average man like everybody else that's just got the keys of heaven. So I can prove who I am and then say to you, well, look, you're also God in the flesh, but I'm the number one. I'm the one who thought it up in the first place, and I made you all in my image. It's as simple as that. So we set the rules, and the rules are there's got to be a key of David out of the book of Isaiah, and it's got to be the most royal man alive. So wow. I'm also that. So when you start putting all these facts together, and it's a mathematics, which is the proof of it all, and GPS and you name it, I've got all the answers. So it's just a matter of you young people getting over there and getting into it and realizing that Australia is where it all starts. This is where the kingdom of heaven starts, at Harcourt, at this little tiny town where the apple growers here are in a desperate situation. Their water's been cut off for their orchards. They've got to use pharmaceutical products which causes deformities in babies and so forth and kills wildlife. And it all goes to Pine Gap, which is like harp in America, except at Pine Gap. It's in Central Australia. And there's an 8,000-meter antenna drilled straight down into Pine Gap, and it sets up a specific wavelength of low frequency and causes the atmosphere to bend upwards 250 miles. And that causes a drought for the last 13 years in Australia. So what they're doing is they're driving people off their farms. Many, many people here commit suicide because they're in such a desperate situation. The banks keep on mortgaging them, saying, well, the drought's got to break any tick now. And this has been going on for the last 5 years. So the drought was 7 years, which is normal. Mm. And now for the last 5 years, you've got people in hock up to their eyeballs. And, of course, they're losing their farms and the banks take them over. This is all part of the world order.
Did you...
So what they're doing in Harcourt is saying, OK, we're just going to put a boundary around here. There's no more bank loans. There's no more pharmaceutical products going to be used. All the people who wanted to come here will have our own currency, and we're going to start it right now. Anyone in the world can come and live here. So no more of this boat people nonsense where they allow people to sink at sea and die. If they come to Australia, they'll have a passport. They can come here and live.
What do you think about that, Ariel?
What religion? No, I don't care.
Well, it's a tragedy about the drought that's happening.
I'll put Janelle on the line here.
Okay.
But she's actually more able to talk to you about these things because I tend to rave on.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume people know, and I don't. I do that all the time. So with Janelle, she can be more placid about the whole thing, where I'm a bit too bombastic.
You're a bit feisty, Brian.
Feisty is the word, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, we're fighting a very, very serious thing here, and people just don't realize the evil that's running the world. I mean, it's unbelievable, and people are just dumbed down because of fluoride, because of the chemtrails, because of what's in the food you eat. Oh, it's just unbelievable.
We've been getting heavily chemtrailed, and, you know, it's to the point, anyone who doesn't understand what that is, just look into the sky, and you're going to see planes. And just any given day, whether I'm in Long Beach, whether I'm in L.A., I look up. Sometimes I'll see 2, 3, 4 planes spraying up, the crisscross spraying all over the place. We've really been getting bombarded.
But they're even doing it over New Guinea. Now, there's a remote place in the world, but they're doing it there. And I look out in the sky just now, and there's long trails of clouds, which is very unnormal.
Tell us about chemtrails for the listeners who aren't hip to that.
Oh, well, chemtrails, what they do is they put a cocktail of chemicals into the air, depending on what they want to do. It's either to cause people to be infertile. For example, 85% of males today are infertile.
Wow.
That's due to soya, which is in all food. It's all, even in... dairy product. So if you go into your grocery stores, pick anything up off the shelf, and it will have soy in it. Now, soy is a genetically modified product that should never, ever be considered, even in soy sauce in a Chinese restaurant. It is an abomination. It was used originally to, when you had a farm, you might put soy in so you could have your something growing in it that's not doing the same job that you do if you had wheat in there, for example. It might be a seven-year project. So they used to use soy to a certain extent. But it's an industrial product. You should never eat it.
It sucks up toxins, doesn't it? Waste?
Well, it's full of toxins. It's as I say, it causes infertility.
Hmm.
So young people have been promoting soy on the advertising, you know, good-looking young people and happy and drinking soy and eating soy.
Oh, jogging, drinking your soy milk. What else could you ask for?
But I love my soy sauce.
Gotta go. I mean, that's an idiot box right there, propaganda right in your living room. So America was very bad for that, and Australia is the younger brother of America, very, very bad as well. So they're promoting these things as if they're good for you when they're not. So... soya's got to go. And then you've got rapeseed. Now, rapeseed, they call it canola. So rapeseed is also genetically modified, and that's been put into butter, margarine, this type of thing. Margarine, you should never eat it.
So they're getting us through our food, and then they're getting us through the air with the chemtrails.
The air is the thing.
because that's coming down as you breathe it in, and these are in nanoparticles. So when you breathe it in, it gets into your lungs, and that's where it stays. So your immune system is going down and then trying to vaccinate you. N1H1 vaccinations, for example, that's another ploy. They look like they're very likely going to bring the Spanish flu.
Hello. Brian. We may have just lost Brian. Folks, we lost Brian. Okay. Well, Ariel, hey, Brian, if you're listening, guy's going to have to call back in. Sorry, the call dropped. But so far, it looks like we got chemtrails, which, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with them. Anyone could Google them. They've been flying around for years. I've been hearing about them on talk radio for years, and usually the host will say, oh, you're crazy. And at times, I think, man, these people are crazy. Why would they keep calling talking about these chemtrails? Now I look into the sky, and I see them. I just occasionally, randomly look into the sky, and I would say a good 50%, I'll see a plane flying. You can tell it's flying somewhat low, not too low, and it's spraying. It has a long streak. That's not normal. Mm-mm. We're being sprayed. I've heard different things from the government saying, well, that's to reflect the sun because of global warming. But they've been doing this for a good 15 years, and it's ramped up over the years. I've seen it certainly increase over the last 2 to 3 years. Maybe it's just because I've been paying attention or what have you, but take a look into the sky. You'll see what's going on. They're spraying these chemicals. I'm not saying the pilot knows or the company knows. Hey, we all have a job to do and a paycheck. And that's really how the system binds us into doing these crazy things. We don't even know what it is.
Right.
Have you ever seen any planes doing that, Ariel?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I was outside today and actually saw that happen. Before, I didn't even know about – if I didn't know it was that toxic for our bodies and things, you know, but it really is, and people should try to be aware of this problem that we have, these issues we have with the chemtrails.
Okay, I think we got Brian. Are you back on, Brian?
Yes, we're back on.
Okay, hi Pamela.
Hi.
Okay, sorry about that. The phone. I guess we had the phone drop off. Brian is in Australia right now, and Pamela's calling in on a third line. From Wisconsin, so we appreciate them taking their time.
Yes.
You know, it's later in Wisconsin. I think it's the afternoon in Australia. So
it is, yes.
Okay. So as we were going into, we were just trying to explain that we've been being chemically attacked through our food, through the skies, through our water. And when you turn on regular TV, you're bombarded with mind control elements there and in the news and in movies.
Absolutely.
The media especially.
Absolutely. It all goes back to the Rockefeller, and the Monsanto is the seed company. They've actually got seed out, which is called an assassin seed, that you have to buy it from them. And some of the seed they've been using in India, it's causing people to not only be born deformed, it's the most diabolical thing of all time, but farmers, because they can't make any money, and they can't reuse their own seed. And what happens is the seed gets carried as like a pollen onto the neighboring farms, and then that seed for that year will produce a normal seed until it gets infiltrated by the Monsanto seed that's blown across by the winds.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. The seed next year will not produce seed. So they don't have the money to buy seed off Monsanto, or do they know anything about it for that matter? And what's in the seed is all sorts of genetically modified genes that will attack your DNA, and your DNA then has a problem. So another thing they've got is these pesticides. They cause babies to be born deformed, without eyes, backbones that are totally bent out of shape, retarded, unable to walk. You name it, every conceivable abomination that they could think of is being used. Now, they're using that very same chemical on the apple orchards here, which is wearing Harcourt in the heart of the apple country.
Wow.
And they're using the very same chemicals, which if it drifts as a smog from after they've been spraying the apple orchards and goes into a river, it'll kill all the fish. Or the fishes will be born with two heads or all this kind of stuff.
Why do you think they're doing
unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. Now, 50% is abandoned.
Brian, hold on. Ariel asked you, why do you think they're doing that? What is the ultimate goal with poisoning us?
Oh, we are. It's a spiritual battle. Lucifer is a very real thing.
Right.
And its demons are on the earth. And, of course, you've got two choices when you're a human being. You either go to the good side or the bad side. Mm. There's no in-between. You can't be half good, half bad. So the people in power, Freemasonry, Khazar Jews and so forth, they are the money people, and they're the control. They're the people who put the New Testament together. That is why the Catholic Church dominates. That's why there's pedophilia. It's all this evil, but they appear to be nice at the top. And you go to your churches on a Sunday, and they talk about Jesus, and Paul said this, and Paul said that. It's all bullshit.
When
you got me, you can ask me. I'll tell you what is true and what isn't. Most of it isn't. It's all in the numbers that are in the concordances and the measuring of the earth. Really, the Bible is a complete and utter abomination.
Right. Mm. When you say masonry, you mean Masons?
Jesus, yes, and there's eight miracles in it. Okay. Right. It's all speculation, really.
When you say masonry,
we'll get to that.
Okay.
So what's the reality? I don't come to speculate. Mm. I come to demonstrate. And I'm demonstrating hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of miracles.
Who do you mean, Brian? Who do you mean by, Ariel was asking, who are the Masons? I know we covered that on the first time, but can we quickly get over that, point that out, who the Masons are and what their power in the world is?
It goes back to Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar's time. This is when Pythagoras was there before it actually all hit the fan and went evil. Mm-hmm. And the first banks were the temples. This is why you had to tithe and had to put the first fruit offerings and so forth of your produce into the bank system. So what has actually happened, just a second, the camera's going off, I've got to start again, hold on.
This is live radio, folks, Long Beach City College Radio. And I do need to read my disclaimer once again. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff or management of KCTY.org or the City of Long Beach or Long Beach City College, KCTY. Welcomes opposing points of view. Please write us or to arrange an opportunity for your voice to be heard. Or you can email me at audiotruther@yahoo.com. Our address here is KCTY, Long Beach City College Radio, 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach, California, 90808. And again, that's KCTY, Long Beach City College, 4901 East Carson Street, Long Beach City College, 90808. And all the information is, if you want to contact me or express opposing views, man, you are more than welcome. And I would love to have you come through and spend some time discussing these things. Reach me. You can go to the scheduled portion of the website. Click on there. Scroll down to Fight the Power Radio. And click on email. You can email me or you can follow me on Twitter right there. Just one click over, folks. Anyways, Brian, back to you.
Yeah. So what we've got then is the Monsanto seed products. We've got all this going back to the Khazar Jews, which controls the Catholic Church. And that goes back in time to the point where they even were the people behind writing the Quran. So it's an entirely Jewish work of misnomers, if you like. The Quran is the most ridiculous thing I've ever read. But it's all Jewish. All the scribes of those times were Jewish. We go back before that, goes to Alexandria, where they put together the New Testament. And these are the Babylonian Jews that made a pact with the Romans, were in the temples from 586 BC when Nebuchadnezzar had invaded. Prior to that was Babylon itself. Prior to that, you go back to Pythagoras.
So,
and that's when
Brian,
it was good people,
Brian.
Intelligent people, where they could read the stars. And it's all to do with, the astrology is all to do with reading the stars of the second and coming of Jesus or Christ or Yahweh today.
So Brian,
it's all to do with that.
Yes.
So what we have then is we go down through time, and the Babylonians just keep on changing names. Mm-hmm. So they eventually became the Catholic Church, they eventually became the Khazar Jews, they eventually became the Freemasons, and that took off big time in England. when they finally got together and decided to put 66 books together. And that should be a clue right there, 66. There were 73 of the Catholic Bible, and they put 66 of the books together to give you 6,666 verses with the word Lord in it, and that's the Babylonian numbering system. Right. So this is all what Freemasonry is all about.
Okay.
They're banning the Catholic kings from ever becoming king of England because of Charles I. They beheaded him because he had picked all the Jews out for using up all the money, charging 30% interest on loans for the kingdom to be run.
So you're saying the Bible canon.
He was beheaded for being a tyrant.
Right.
Then they brought in laws to stop Catholics ever becoming king. Now, the reason for that is the true line of kings, although there wasn't much choice, they go back to the Catholic Church. If you go back to, say, the time of my ancestor in Scotland, just King William, the line of Scotland, he had to be a Catholic. There was nothing else. So the Catholic line of kings was going down through time, and I was born into a Catholic family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good side of that. I'm not a Catholic, I'll give you that. But
right.
The point being is there are many people in South America and France and Italy and lots of, well, Poland, for example, all Catholics. They'd be delighted to have Yahweh come back as a Catholic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone wants the home team to win, right?
And dominate people out of it. So. Nuns, you can't get nicer people than nuns. There's some lovely priests I've met in my lifetime. But when you get higher up, it becomes all Freemasonry, Khazar, Jew.
So, Brian.
All do it.
Brian.
Brian, we got Ariel. He wants to chime in here. What you got it for us, Ariel?
Yeah, so Brian. So you're saying, what do you think of the Bible canon? It was written by these people you've mentioned, right? And you're saying that...
Look, there was several hundred books they could have chosen on to put the Bible together.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the ones that were divinely inspired to a certain extent, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, etc.
Right.
The first five books is a load of nonsense. That's all the Jewish Torah.
I heard it was written by people that were inspired by God. What do you think about that, the Bible research writers?
Some of it is, some isn't.
Hmm.
So when you get when you're putting the trust in the Catholic Church to put together, which is all pedophiles, to put together something that's holy, how can that be possible? That's not possible.
Wow.
People are caused to put these books together as a trap.
What about the Protestants?
When it was finally translated into the English translation, and the English language is what it's all about, because that's what dominates the earth today.
True that.
They put all the books together. Now, a lot of the stuff they took out of it,
right.
But there's a lot of it they didn't know what the secret codes were in. And
yes.
I'll give you an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 9:6. Well, you've had the 96th day of the year. That's the date of the resurrection.
That's the music, Brian. We got to take a commercial break a break for a song. You're listening to KCDY.org, Fight the Power Radio. I'm Lance. We've got Ariel. Brian, the man who claims to be the incarnation of Jesus Christ, Yahweh, joining us. Let's get into a couple tracks, and let's get back. Let's get into the straw man and some of the actions that us as
Love
a student
it.
Can take.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, guys.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me. Don't expect me. Jesus, don't want to throw
joyful with something. Something's out of me like me. Don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you have to die. Don't ever ask your love of me.
Come on, Kurt.
What? Well, I at least know which part I'll screw up.
Yeah, like he only screws one up.
That's a Nirvana Unplugged, MTV Unplugged. It's a great album. Boom, boom. A little Kanye West. I think it's suiting, right?
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, or restless, might snatch your necklace, the next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone and leave you breathless, try to catch it. It's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. Killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribblers.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need it, Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh?
Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Okay, Kanye West, Jesus Walks. Well, we gave him some spins. I know Kanye's doing good. That was a beautiful song Kanye. He wrote. What do you think about that, Ariel?
Jesus Walks.
That's
with
right.
Me.
Okay, we're going to get into Joseph. Joseph's a caller. He called through, and he's gonna speak a little about his experience with Brian, with Yahweh. Let's see what's going on with him. Joseph.
Yep.
Joseph, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
I'm not hearing you, Joseph.
I'm talking. Can anybody hear me?
Okay, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear
me? Yes.
I'll speak.
You can
yes.
or you can't?
I can hear you, sir. How you doing, Joseph?
All right. Does that mean I'm going on, or is this dead air?
Oh, you're on.
All right. I just wanted to call to testify that I believe and I know that that's God incarnate, that Yahweh, Brian Leonard Golightly Marshall, is God, is Jesus, mm-hmm. is Yahweh. And I know it.
You know it?
I do.
Oh, that's interesting. What makes you, why would you know it? Can you give me some examples?
Well, his being has educated me in the past, well, a year and a half, more than I could have learned probably in my, you know, more than I've learned in my life about everything. And he's God. I got out of a court system, went through, they arrested me because this is what I was doing. You know, I'm trying to stop people from getting killed. I'm trying to help. And so I went to my local county clerk. I filed a claim for ownership of the Constitution, mm-hmm. you know, which everybody thought was kind of weird. They brought in a prosecuting attorney. The prosecuting attorney was saying, we don't do that here. Maybe you belong in a mental place. I had a witness with me, and that was probably the one thing that stopped them from, you know, it turned into an argument. They called the police. They came, and that day went by without any incident except for that. Well, I went back in the next day because I wanted to tell them why I was doing it. I wanted to tell them that I was filing the claim on it so that if the administration tries to place the Constitution underneath the UN's Constitution, which is a surrender of our entire country, that they're going to proceed to take all weapons and do whatever these people, you know, I don't want to go on about that, but I just want to stop it, and I want to show that, hey, you can't do that. I got a claim on that. That's my property, and every individual that wants to do that, I would hope they would replicate it, so I'm not the only one. But after that, I went down to the courthouse to tell them what I was doing. I was arrested. They stuck me in a jail cell. They brought in this certified mental specialist to interview me. They decided that I needed to get some blood work and a urinalysis. Then they took me to a mental institution, and they tried to make me sign documents. And all these people with German accents were trying to get me to take this medicine, these pills for my brain, because I'm mentally ill. Tell me I got to take these pills, and I wouldn't take them. They force-fed, all I had for food was full of sodium, raised my blood pressure. I don't know if you know anything about frequency of lights, but they have, like, just horrendous amount of fluorescent lights that bombard your brain for, I mean, it's all mind control stuff. And it took a lot for me to fight through that. I was there for a week. I made it. They still took me to court. They tried to impose upon me to take this pills based on the doctor's, this German guy's,
How do you know Joseph?
Statement and what they
I mean, how do you know Brian, Joseph?
I by coincidence, by chance, I found a video online, and I was watching Janelle, actually, who is Asherah, Mother Creation. When I was watching her, and then it kind of led me to the channel, the YouTube channel, and I just kind of randomly went back and was, you know, researching at the time. I started researching the straw man stuff, and that's what kind of led me into it. And then when I started watching his videos and what he was showing, what he was talking about, all this other stuff started coming into play, and so many things in my life came to, I could see everything that's going on so clearly that he's Yahweh. I don't know how else to explain it. All I can do is testify that, you know, whether or not anybody wants to believe me, God does not impose himself on anyone, and he's not, that's the, if anybody has eyes to see, can see that God does not impose himself. You have a choice. You know, if somebody's telling you you have to do something and you take them as authority, you're basically worshiping. If you don't, you know, the word of God is to fear God, and then when you fear God and he has your attention, then the word is to fear me not, all right? Once you fear not God, then what's the next instruction is it basically it's like math. It already comes. You love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind, all thy being. So once you love God with all your being, the rest of it just comes. But I'm human, you know. So every now and then I get afraid of this or afraid of that. But once I decided and I knew what was going on, you know, thank you, Yahweh.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
Once I knew that, then I know what there is to be afraid of, what there isn't, what love is, and who isn't love, and what is love. And after that decision-making, once you start feeling it with your heart, knowing it with your heart, there's no doubt. So once you start doing that, that's how I know. That's all I can say about that. And believe it or not, it's your choice. But I had to call in and say that because I love him. And Janelle and Pam, she helped. It was a miracle that I got out of that courtroom and that I'm free. And it's because of him. And I just wanted to say that for the record.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, Joseph. We're going to definitely... Okay. Well, I don't know what to say.
I'll let you go back to him because I know everybody wants to know about the straw man.
Right.
And I think everybody should know. All right?
Thank you so much, Joseph.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're going to keep on pushing, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, Brian, are we back on?
How long is it for, an hour and a half?
No.
It's an hour and a half, so I don't know if those children are going to be out of school and able to speak also at the very conclusion.
True. Our little ones here. Because we thought that it
This is live radio, KCTY.org. Folks, Long Beach City College Radio is proud to present Fight the Power Radio, heard at 8 o'clock on every Thursday to about 9:30 or so till they tell me I have to go home. Brian, we're back online.
Oh.
How are we doing?
I'm here.
Okay, we just heard from Joseph. He was explaining a little bit on how you helped him.
Man.
Yes, sir. Now tell us, let's get into the straw man while we have some time left, and then some of the things you're doing in New Guinea and curing people.
Okay, straw man. When there's a fiction called The Birth Certificate, which is really a death certificate, that a person who registered a son or daughter goes to the registrar in Australia, but probably the same in America. The birth certificate before it's issued is taken before a Supreme Court justice, and then he asks if the child is present. Of course, the child isn't. And then declares it intestate, which means dead without a will. So they then take $1 million in Australian, at least, $1 million US, they borrow from the Jews in the Bankers Mile in London, and it is guaranteed with our taxation that we're going to be paying for the rest of our life. So that's just going to cover the interest on the loan. That money is then goes through the Australian Embassy in Washington, so in your case it would go through whatever legal department would be in Washington. And the money is then deposited into the commerce section of the stock market where it's traded. For example, like Forex trading with currencies or just buying stocks or whatever. And that remains in place until a person dies. So they bring on a war like Vietnam, kill off 51,000 American boys. That might be worth $20 million apiece dead. Because when that person dies, because they're intestate and they're a straw man, all capital letters, straw man has no soul, because you're legally dead. So your corporation has been formed called the Straw Man Corporation, and that's how they manufacture money out of nothing. It's on your guarantee and your signature on your
your tax file number or social insurance number or credit cards or bank, whatever. So they are drawing money off of your accumulated wealth that has been borrowed from the Jews in the banker's mile. This is not the normal Jew I'm talking here. I'm talking about the Rothschilds. So they then lend the money, and that is then deposited into an account called the straw man, which is your name. You are intestate. You don't know you've got it. When you die, the money then goes, whatever is accumulated. In my case, I'm 66 years old. Could be worth $150 million or more. So a bullet in the head would benefit the government by $150 million. So come to think of it, if it was Al Capone doing it, which he did a similar sort of a thing by insuring drunks and then getting them drunk and they would die. You could do that in America, apparently. You could insure someone without their knowing. This is what they were doing. So wouldn't they benefit by, number one, starting a war, number two, sending soldiers that's going to die, number three, getting the weapons that are manufactured by the huge industries in America and Canada and Australia and England to supply the war machine, and then hopefully kill off as many people as possible on both sides of the fence. It's got a birth certificate. So your birth certificate is a death certificate. It's total rubbish. So we're setting up the kingdom here in Australia. There'll be none of that. We will manufacture our own currency. There'll be no interest rates. There'll be no mortgage paid. So it is possible in America now. Some people have done it, and that is to redeem their straw man account and take control of it, so they are then in head of their own corporation and then order the money to pay off their own mortgages and debts. That's the situation in America. It was started, I suppose, around 1933, but go back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Bank of America was taken over by the oligarchies, ranging from the Jews right through to the American financiers. And I think it was Jekyll Island where this all took place. 1910 was the first meeting, Janelle was saying. So that's what the straw man's all about. And everyone who's got a birth certificate has got one. And look at your driver's license, all in capital letters. That means you're dead.
Right.
Look at your social security number, capital letters. You're dead. So everything in capital letters means you're dead. So any government communication...
So Yahweh.
And my point is this.
Right.
Why is it that your politicians aren't talking about it? Why is it that your churches aren't talking about it from the pulpits? Because they're all part of it. Hmm. Kennedy was probably the greatest man has ever produced in America. And he had a speech saying that it was repugnant to have secret societies. And what happens? He's dead.
Okay.
Then his brother, who would have known about it, dead. So you don't last too long in American politics or any politics in the world, for that matter. Unless you play the game. So you talk about people like Ron Paul. Ask bloody Ron Paul to look at my videos.
Right.
So let him see if he'll go and have the balls to stand up in Washington and say, look,
right,
I have seen the information here.
Hey, Yahweh,
everything
Brian,
that Dan utters is true.
Brian. Yes, Brian. What do you think? You mentioned the Jews. What do you think the Jews have to do with this?
Well, there's the good Jews and the bad Jews. The good Jews are the people that are being persecuted by the world. The bad Jews are the Khazars that are above them. These are ones out of Russia. But there's a lot of Jews come out of Russia. They were never Jews in the first place. Jews is a word that's been concocted that comes out of the Bible. In actual fact, it's from the word Judah. Judah is a tribe, and they are Irish, Scottish, and English. They are of the English-speaking world. All of your countries in Europe are of the tribes of Israel. Yet all churches will tell the pulpit, from the pulpit, that everybody is a Gentile. So who's bullshitting who here? This is how deep it flows.
So everybody that's not a Jew is a Gentile, you're saying?
Most of the Jews are Gentiles. It's a reverse. They've changed it around. Now, the poor Jew doesn't know the difference. He just thinks he goes to a synagogue and so forth. And he's been persecuted as a scapegoat right from day one. primarily with the Balfour Agreement, which was 1917, when the American money was used to finance the winning of World War One.
Right. Now, with the
Balfour and the Rothschilds to give Palestine to the Rothschilds so they could set up Israel.
Right. Many people believe the Jews to be the people of Jesus. You know, through history, through.
You can't become a Chinaman just because you go live in Peking. Your eyes will give it away. You can't become a tribe of Judah just because you want to be one. You can't do that. If you're Irish, Scottish, or English, yes, you're of the tribe of Judah. If you're of the tribe of Germany, you're Reuben. If you're Danish, it's Denmark, right? Tribe of Dan.
I thought the tribe of Judah was founded in Middle East.
But the tribe of, if you go back to the Hebrews, it goes back to 2500 BC in England. So what you have then is the holy city, and you've got, at the time of Jesus, for example, a grandmother of Jesus was born in Tara in Ireland. The mother was born in England, and they all moved to Jerusalem to fulfill prophecy of Isaiah. That's why the Bethlehem prophecy had to come about, because the city of David, the house of bread, was where the prophecies had to be fulfilled. And this is still happening today. It's the Bethlehem today is Australia, because the word Bethlehem in Hebrew is Ephraim. So Ephraim is Australia. Manasseh is America. Joseph is England. And it's very, very complex how they've done it, because there's truth in it mixed with lies. And naturally, you've got to sort it out. So the very best thing you can do with your Bible is park it, don't read it, and start living the life of Jesus told you to live. Love each other, and then take everybody into paradise by America has to make the children aware what they're doing to the children, which is all a satanic plot. It all goes back to a Lucifer cult. So although it might appear to be human beings behind this, it's not. The evil behind it is demonic, and it's a Lucifer cult. It's fallen angels. Angels are real. Yahweh is real. Jesus was real. Demons are real. Ghosts are real. It happens. So you have to get past this evolution crap that they teach you in schools. It didn't happen. Was there dinosaurs? Of course there were. When did they die? In the flood. Right? What caused the flood? Mars bumped into the Earth when the solar system changed its direction from falling southward past the Milky Way equator line, stopped and then started coming back, and the orbits of the planets reversed, and Mars came too close to the Earth, and the water from Mars, which is now gone, poured onto the Earth, raising the Earth's sea level by 168 feet. And it was Dr. Ballard who discovered in the Black Sea, 168 feet down, cities and towns on an ancient coastline. So where did all this water come from? Well, obviously, look up, Mars. That's where it come from. So, the scientists talk about that? No. Why? Because it's truth. Now, you go to a university, you talk to any physicist, is perpetual motion or over-unity possible? Of course it's not possible. I'm doing it. I've showed the world how to do it. Go to another university, say, is it possible to cure AIDS? Of course it's not possible. I'm doing it. What about cancer? I'm curing that too. What about malaria? Yeah, I'm curing that.
They actually have proof of the floods from the Discovery Channel. They actually have proof that the floods were real and they really happened. In the walls of the canyon walls, they see seashells up like about 1,000 feet. So the flood did happen. Now, with the topic we're talking about, a lot of people. What makes a person okay? What makes a person a good person? All good people, the Bible says, don't go to heaven. You know, what makes a person, do you think, if they're a good person, is that because they're a good person they go to heaven? Or is it because they believe in Jesus was their Savior and Lord of Jesus Christ, who worshiped and died for their sins? What do you think about that?
Careful with taking a biblical inclination towards these things. A good person is a good person. Now, going to heaven, okay, that's coming to an end because this is no longer going to be the case from 2013 onwards, because what's happening is we are entering into the heavenly realm
after that date, because the solar system is being dragged by the sun at 59,000 kilometers per hour, and it's going to cross the equatorial line of the Milky Way galaxy at 12:12. This is Greenwich Mean Time, on the 21st of December 2012. That's it, game over. Now, this is where the problem comes in. The world scientists know it. They're not talking about it. The demons that infiltrate into people that are paid higher,
Brian,
paid jobs, salaries,
Brian,
$400,000 or $500,000 a year, they ain't going to give that.
Right, Brian. I've heard also that the in 2012 it was supposed to be the. They have a movie about that. Lots of people are thinking about the 2012 issues, right? But yeah. They say, and the Discovery Channel also said that the planets are lining up. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's, most people say, oh, it's hogwash. It's not, 2012. We're going to be around way longer than that. It's all movie makeup. It's all magic. It's all smoke and mirrors.
The Milky Way galaxy is other galaxies that are crushed into rubble. And it's an asteroid belt. And if you look at any large planet in the solar system, whether it be Jupiter or Saturn, they have asteroid belts as well. So the Milky Way galaxy, we're going to be crossing through an asteroid belt. So it's going to be quite a spectacular time. Northern Europe is going to be passing through. Australia, of course, is on the southern hemisphere, and it's protected from any asteroid belts. Now, if you look into your book of Revelation, it does mention that there is going to be meteorites, in a sense, falling from heaven, and it's going to bombard the earth, and they give a weight.
Right. It was called Wormwood, if I remember reading the Bible right. Wormwood, the asteroid.
Yeah, Wormwood. That's right. So it's a spiritual thing, and it's a physical thing, depending on where you are. But you're saying, what's it take to be a good person? Do you have to believe in Jesus? Well, it helps. But you got to realize that these days, most people are brainwashed into thinking Jesus was a hoax or a control mechanism. And, of course, if this is true, it's been taken over by the churches to push their own satanic agenda. So they've really taken the work of Jesus and they've hung a mask of Jesus on Satan, on Lucifer, if you like. So that's a person...
So you're saying a good person, okay, the way they live their life... The Bible also said that everybody has free will, right? You know? So a good you're saying that a good person will go to heaven... if they believe that Jesus died for their sins?
Well, put it this way. If you'd have dropped dead right now and you're a good person, you haven't got a problem. So you've got two angels. One angel is in heaven, one angel is with you, and it's your witness against you or for you. So when it's time for you to die, the angel comes and the other angel will give it the nod, is this person good or bad? And then the fate is determined on the spot. So some people who have had near-death experiences go to a place of utter darkness and horror. Other people go through the light and go into a heavenly realm where they see angels and so forth. So then they are brought back. The proof of that really is not in adults. It's in the children. You got three-year-old children who have had a near-death experience. They always talk about angels. So children,
what do you right, Brian? But what do you think about those people that believe in purgatory, though? Some people say, okay, if you're a certain way, you go to heaven, right? You see the light. Some people see the dark. But what do you think about the purgatory, the in-between place where everybody waits until the judgment day comes, supposedly, sort of the day of judgment, the white throne judgment? What do you think about that?
Purgatory is Catholic. Primarily, when you die, you go back into the heavenly realm. You're then enlightened to what it's all about, and you get to reincarnate. You come down here again. Earth is where it's going to end. So if you look at the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Earth is. That's Jesus himself. Now, you can say, well, that's in the Gospels. Maybe the Gospel isn't right. Well, it's actually in the Essene work as well, and Jesus was an Essene. So it can be found in the 96 lessons, or lectins, as they call it, of the Essene work. Now, you could dive into the Essene work, and you've got to remember, this is something that's going back nearly 2,000 years, and you've got interpretation upon interpretation upon interpretation. There's no original writings. None. There's no original writings of the Old Testament.
What do you think about, Brian, what do you think about the Dead Sea Scrolls? What do you think, those were called original writings. They were found in the tombs and in the Middle East. What do you think about that?
You see, and that's the Book of the Scroll, which is was bought covertly by the Israelis, and it is now on display in, I think it's Jerusalem. But it's a copy of a copy of a copy. We're talking 800 BC for Isaiah. So when you have a scribe copying things down, do they do it 100% right? Well, this is the point. Are they of a particular religion? If a Babylonian scribe was writing out the book of the scroll of Isaiah and found something in there that they didn't particularly appreciate, I can guarantee you they'll alter it slightly so that it will give the opinion. And a good lesson for that is Genesis. We've got the idea of Genesis, which is the Torah, which is the synagogue Jews will they'll try and promote that as being a figure similar to Jesus, but deny Jesus, won't ever say the name. So what they're trying to say is that there was a team of stenographers wandering around for 40 years in the bloody desert, writing down everything Moses said. Yet Moses also, in Exodus, talks about how God appeared to him and told him to stone a man to death for picking up sticks on a bloody Sabbath. I mean, who cares? It's a load of rubbish. But it's a way that they dominate with fear and making the Lord of the Old Testament, which is a Lord of death. It's Lucifer. So you've got to be very careful what you read. Even the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah took the two daughters of Zedekiah to Tarin Island, but he also condemned other things that the Jews did at that time, which would only be evil in anyone's modern-day thought. So it's very, very, very dicey what you read.
So, Brian.
So, yeah.
Brian. What about this? What about in the Bible? I remember reading the Bible. It says, in the end of times, when everybody is judged, the white judgment, right? That a new heaven and earth will be, and the sea will be no more. Do you think that God is going to give the devil another chance to redeem himself?
That's it. I've had enough of the bastards. The things that they have done, well, I've seen in my lifetime what they've done in just in the New Guinea natives. There's no forgiveness for them. They're out of here. They're talking about it in the book of Revelation. Talks about, 1,000 years, and then they'll be brought back to life and given another chance. Sorry. That's it. Game over.
No mas diablo.
I'm putting up with that no more. That's it, they're out of here. Judgment. Judgment is given to Yahweh, right? I'm here. That's my judgment.
Brian.
What's the point of having it already preordained in a book of Revelation that they're going to be given a chance, they're going to be, if they're lovely, blah, blah, blah? What's the point of having judgment? What's the point of me coming down here to this shithole? I come here to fix it. And that is what's going to happen.
Brian.
Judgment. Right? All the Australian politicians, they think they're laughing. What they do to me on a daily basis with my computers and so forth is unbelievable. I've just been working all morning on Janelle's car to fix it, where they put glue and sand in the radiator. Right? This is the kind of things these bastards do all the time. Of course, they are of the devil. Well, do you think they're going to get a second chance? Sorry, because they're in a position of knowing precisely all my work, all my computers and thousands and thousands and thousands of drawings I've done over the years in Canada. They know who I am, but they think they can outsmart me because there's more of them. Sorry, ain't going to happen. There's only one Yahweh. That's it. Game over.
Game over. What do you think about that, Ariel? No second chance. What about for people that want to repent right now and do bad? Maybe they haven't been living a great life.
Repent.
Repent and take action towards good, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's a bad, when you learn the truth, you got to take action.
Or Chinese or Hottentot natives. If they're good people, they're good people. They're in. As simple as that.
It's pretty simple.
In the old days, you had to believe in Jesus. Well, that was before it was taken over by the Freemasons to write their own version of what Jesus said and didn't say. I'll verify what Jesus said and didn't say. If it's good, keep it. If it ain't, throw it out. That's simple. The Bible is not holy. It's a work of the devil.
Wow.
There are parts in it that have entrapped the Lucifer cults, and it's all to do with numbers. It's all to do with the concordance numbers. I'll give an example of that. There's 8, 6, 7, 4 words.
Brian.
In the Old Testament.
Brian. What do you think? What do you think? Sorry about that, Brian. What do you think about some people say that, you know, how the devil was cast down to the earth and a third of the angels followed him? Some people say the devil is loosed on the earth now and that the Antichrist is supposed to be here. And it also says that I've read on the internet that Satan's minions are under the earth. They are under, they have, the government is in conspiracy with the devils, and they gave them for technology power for the power. And to take over the other people, they gave them technology and a promise of their new technology for power. Yeah, but the thing is, it's the government working with the devil.
A lot of people work with the devil on a daily basis. In your university and colleges right now, most professors are of the devil.
Well, that explains some of the grades
there
I got.
Go. There's a start.
No, I'm just sorry, Brian.
Go to a church and talk to, you go to any church anywhere in Los Angeles and say, hey, there's a character over in Australia. He's saying, Yahweh, got all the proof in the world. They will laugh at you. Why? Because they have a demonic spirit. The spirit already knows it. Their conscious might not know it. Their subconscious does.
I believe in demons and demon possession, you know.
I'll be fired on the spot.
Yeah, you'd be ridiculed if you even say anything remotely close to this, you know.
That's
even
right.
Though when, you know, it is rational once we put it into perspective.
Ask them about, go to the church on Sunday and ask them about the straw man. See what they say. Nothing. Hello.
They won't know anything about that. They won't.
Well, they probably won't, but if you pointed out to them what I've told you today and you can check it out yourself on the internet, they will come up with some reason. There's a part in the book, I think, written by Paul, though I've never read any of the Think of Paul. I believe it says something, you've got to obey the government. All government is of God. Is that what it is? You know, just,
I had a hard time with that because I know a lot of things, you know, you read the Bible and you conflict with yourself. You know, it's like it says, oh, do what the government says. When I know they're telling us a lot of things that aren't good. But now you're clarifying that, and that's what I'm really enjoying these talks we're having.
The biggest thing that they've done is taken the female part of God out. You got Yahweh and Asherah, so man and woman is made in the image of God, male and female. He made them, right? Or they made them. So you've got two parts. You've got the male and the female. The Adam and Eve story is where Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, right? Asherah was taken out of the side of Yahweh. It's a thought process before anything happened. It was all thought first. At least the Hindus got that right. So if you go to the Buddhists, for example, and where did Buddha come from? Well, apparently his mother was seduced by a six-horned elephant. Like, hello? Are we talking common sense here? Or just sheer stupidity? Or the Dalai Lama won't swat a mosquito. Right? Because his mother might have been a mosquito in another life. Some nonsense like that. Reincarnation is a fact. You do come back. You don't change species. You come back into the same family normally, if possible, or close by, and you learn again. Now, we're running out of time for that. Reincarnation is coming to an end. We're going into the heavenly realm.
The Bible doesn't mention reincarnation, though, Brian. The Bible doesn't mention reincarnation. That's known to other worldly religions, but I read my Bible. I didn't see reincarnation in there at all.
In the Bible, because they couldn't take it out. It's there. It's in the book of Job, which is the oldest book of the Bible. It's in that. He said he goes from house to house. House means family in Hebrew. He goes from family to family. And then you've got Jesus on the cross, and they say, can you come down? Or is he, or even John the Baptist, they talk about John the Baptist being Elijah reincarnate. They're talking about it at that time. It was common knowledge. It's only the modern churches and translations that have taken reincarnation out. So who was, what were they talking about? Is this man Elijah? Even Herod said that about John the Baptist. Was he Elijah? Jesus on the cross, was he Elijah? Now, it goes on. There's many, many references. If you just search Google it, reincarnation in the Bible, it'll come up with hundreds of references to reincarnation, and it's pretty obvious once you read it.
Okay, Brian, let's take five.
Yes.
Let's take five, and we're going to come back with the last.
Made in God's image. Can you kill God? No. So, what is the part of you that is God's image? Your soul.
Right, a spirit, a soul.
What is that all about? Can you kill a soul? No. Many people who have died and these near-death experiences, in my case, I've been in hospitals and I've seen people die and I watch the soul leave. I see it, no one else does. But I'm Yahweh, I can do that. There's many things I can do more normal people can't do. But I'm still a man just in case, because man is made in the image of God. So if you see me, you've seen Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen God. Right? I'm talking to you now. The way I talk is the way I am. I am that I am. I don't change.
You know, some people listening to this broadcast are thinking, you know, I'm just telling what they're thinking. They're probably thinking, oh, who's this guy? Like, what makes you think that you are the one? How are you going to convince them? How are you going to convince those people? Most people... Hello?
You got a question for Brian? Brian, we got someone for you, brother. Brian.
Yeah.
What's your question? You want to know?
I think written by Paul, but I've never read any of the things
before.
Yeah. Okay. Matt,
is
there?
Yes, sir. We're online. We're having some technical difficulties, folks. But stay with us. We're trying to bring the best possible radio here. Right. Only at Long Beach City College Radio, KCTY.org. Brian, caller, hold on, both of you.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some music, folks.
Right on.
And we're going to finish this up nice and strong. Yeah.
Okay.
The biggest thing that I've done is taken the female part of God out. You've got Yahweh, Ashua.
Shut it!